Welcome to my noisy bed that I'm using to record my first episode of my amazing podcast. It's not amazing, but it's a work in progress. Disturbed. A series about the dark and mysterious in kind of story format. Basically me talking about disturbing topics, one topic per episode, and it's very unofficial, but I'm using Anchor, which is not a sponsor, but that's why you can see it's, and I'm also not alone in the house, so you will hear a lot of background noise. This is unofficial, but you can see the Anchor logo on the cover, and that, this is just me. I don't need to shout. I'm just glad they have some kind of app to make something that I made look so official, and yet, when you click on it, it is so unofficial. But, anyways, I've rambled on for a minute. Because I've kind of not really chose my first topic, really. This is kind of a introductory first topic that I can think of off the top of my head to kind of do a first draft to see how it works. Get to know stuff. Okay. So for the first episode of Disturbed, I decided to go against and talk about shock videos. Shock videos, the one thing that I love. I love shock videos because they're the things that can scare me. Saw and slasher movies. They don't scare me. Gore and shock videos give me that bit of dread. Now there's now if you don't know what a shock video is, a shock video is the video people send to mortify you. There's the obvious two girls, one cup. There's the... it's not a shock video, but it's a meme now. The Rickroll, you send those to people. Today's shock videos, though, the ones I'm going to talk about today on this episode, is three videos. One being the infamous 1444 video, one being the Ronnie McNutt suicide video, get your laughs out now, and one being the Funky Town video. I've seen two of the three. First one, 1444. 1444 is a supposedly cursed video that is going throughout the interwebs. It was re-uploaded to YouTube for 2 days before YouTube officials did anything about it. And it's also on TikTok. If you really want to find it, it's disguised as thirst traps and junk like that on TikTok. And it is supposedly cursed. It's not. I've watched it and I'm still standing. Elton John. You will get very depressed, but it's kind of underwhelming, in a way. It's just a suicide video. It's a man sitting on a couch with this huge landscape painting behind him, and he references a meme from his country, which is Nyon Bai. I probably butchered that. It's not English, obviously. But it is the last post of a young girl who killed herself by laying on some railroad tracks. Which had been translated badly to America and is now the first case of the quote-unquote blue whale game, though it's not. Might cover that sometime at a later date. But he says Nyon Bai and then shoots himself. Now, the only bad part about the 1444 video is this guy, and I don't want to be mean, but I'm just going to say he has bad aim because half his head gets ripped off, but his body still spasms and, like, grips the couch, which really kind of shows that he's still alive, which is just terrifying. And that's why, if you're going to use a gun, make sure you put it in the right place. I'm just saying that now. I don't like suicide. I don't think suicide's a good thing. But if you're going to do it, if you think there's no way out, first off, call the hotline. If I should write it down so I could say it right now. I don't have it and I don't know it. But call the hotline. There is help. There is a lot of help. There's... Even if you don't think anyone loves you, someone does. But seriously, make sure you know what you're doing so it's instantaneous. Again, saying that after I say get help, don't do this. Never do it. Because things like this can happen. If it's like the headless chickens thing. With a chicken, if you behead it just a little bit too high, it will stay alive in pain until it bleeds to death. If you have your aim off just a millimeter, it will graze your skull and bounce off, and you'll be left there to die, not of instantaneous brain death, but of bleeding out. Also, I'm sorry about the little kids yelling in the background. But yeah, that's the 1444 video. Okay. Next is... Oh, wow, I'm having a tough time choosing which next. Cry in the knee. Next is the Riding Nut Suicide. This is the last one of the three that I have seen, personally, and I've only seen snippets. Ronnie McNutt was an ex-soldier. This is definitely not researched, but he was an ex-soldier, I think, yeah, and he had, I think, PTSD? There's a lot of I think about this. People say his girlfriend broke up with him, but I know for certain that's not true. But he does a live stream on Facebook, and near the end of the live stream, he gets into a heated argument over the phone. Well, it's not a heated argument, he just says a couple of things, because it's a really short phone call, because he hangs up in anger, turns to the camera, says, "Well, guys, I guess that's it," and grabs the rifle. I've watched it. And it's not, it's like the 1444 video that I said before, it, don't do it like he did it, because he took it to his chin, which, really easy to miss. I'm just saying, you run that risk of missing. And I've heard it described like this, and I have to say, I agree. It's like unzipping a watermelon. So imagine that. It's very... And... He... falls back into the chair he's sitting in. So that means his body stays on camera. And to make it worse, his dog comes in the room. I'm sorry, just the thought of the dog is making me very emotional. His dog comes into the room. Finally, police come in and end the live stream. They were watching the live stream. And, I mean, I've seen the video. If you look hard enough, you can find it. But Ronnie's family is trying to get it off the internet, and I can understand why. So that's why I'm not doing any links to any of these videos, because they're really tough to handle. And if you want to just hear about them and not see them, I don't want you to accidentally click on it and see it, because it's a lot to see. But yeah, that's the freaking Ronnie Nutt suicide video. And I know a lot of people are probably going to be laughing at his last name. I know I was taken by surprise. But no respect for the dead. How dare you? Last, but certainly not least, the Funky Town video. Now, this is from speculation. Haven't seen it, but it's a cartel video. And I can definitely just make this a cartel section if you want. This is mainly going to go around my thoughts on the Funky Town video. I haven't seen it, because mutilation just irks me. I like fast death when I see my gore videos. I hate mutilation. And that's what the Funky Town video is. It's a cartel video. A guy gets his hands chopped off. And his face filleted. If you don't know what filleting is, it's an act of torture in which the skin is removed. And it goes further. But I don't know how I forgot about it. And I'm not going to watch the video right now to see. This is a video I don't want to watch. And I've watched the 1444 and Ronnie McNutt suicide video. It's notorious for being called Funky Town because the song, it's at a party in the song Funky Town. Dude, won't you take me to Funky Town? Yeah, that song is going on in the background because it's at a party. And let me just fill you in on another detail. The guy going through this torture, you'd think he'd pass out. He's on meth. Well, I can't say for certain it's meth. He has an IV in him that is giving him fluids meant to keep him awake. So he's awake and conscious and feeling everything. But if we want to expand on this, since I know it's kind of underwhelming, the info I have on the Funky Town video. I know I promised a Funky Town video, so I'm going to give you more cartel videos I've seen. There's a slow motion video of a shot to the head, which is I thought it was interesting. I watched it because I thought it was interesting. I watched it because it was interesting. I've seen a guy, and I think this is the most freaking amazing way to go out. I know I'm making fun and I'm making lighthearted of death. That's what I plan to use this podcast for, to talk about more serious tones in a way that isn't depressing. Because I have a very morbid sense of humor as well. But there's a video of a guy getting ran over by a tank as execution, which I think is the best way to go. It's probably very painful, but imagine going up to heaven like that. I don't care if you're religious, but let's imagine going up to your version of heaven, just standing there on the stairway, just leading up to it and going, everyone just going around saying, hey, how did you die? And then he goes to this guy and she's like, ran over by a tank. Yeah. There's a lot of burning alive videos, which sucks. I just hate burns. I don't like burns. Burns are the most the pain that I cannot tolerate. I hate a burning feeling. I just don't like it. That and drowning, or deficit of oxygen, at all. So, this was episode 1. Very short, I know. I wanted to keep it very short. Just me talking. Getting straight to the facts. My creaky bed for a second, because I'm laying down. Going through the facts. Talking about disturbing topics. Kind of eking my way in. This is obviously unprepared. I recorded the trailer, then I immediately recorded this video. It's a podcast, idiot. I immediately recorded this episode of the podcast, but I really like to share videos of the Disturbed, and this is going to be officially the outro, so you don't have to deal with me much longer. I like talking about the Disturbed, about the macabre, about the, about death, and more words that make me sound sophisticated. But I do want to start having media that talks about these serious topics in a more lighthearted tone. Because I'm going to be here talking about death, I might as well make a couple of jokes and make it lighthearted so that especially people with the faint of heart can laugh along with it and maybe realize how fascinating it is. Or maybe it's just a way to help someone talk about this very big problem. It's like almost everyone dies. But stuff like cartel and suicides, which I definitely touched in this episode, is a very deep topic. And I think if we can find some kind of medium to laugh about it, laugh about murder, make jokes about it, while equally respectfully being oh my gosh kind of thing, I think it's amazing. Especially if you're fascinated, I think just hearing someone just going like, and then the killer took out the knife. It just makes, if someone hears you listening to that, it makes you sound kind of insane. But I already sound insane, so that's fine. But I do think, since it's a very dark, deep topic, there should be some kind of thing, a medium, to laugh about it. Not making fun of it, no, I'm not doing that. I have a very morbid sense of humor. I laugh at all this dark stuff, because in the end, if you don't laugh at it, it's just depressing. And that's why I want to make this. I want to talk about this depressing stuff, because it fascinates me. But I want to do it in a way where people who might not be so fascinated by death can look at it and say, wow. And lighten the tone a bit with jokes to either A, make them leave out of anger, because I'm disrespecting the dead, quote-unquote, which, if you can't stand death, I might as well repel you with anger, because if you can't stand death, this is not going to be a good podcast for you. But yeah. I'm not trying to disrespect the dead or anything. All respect to anyone I talk about, anyone and everyone I talk about. This is all going to be true stuff. Either that or, because I don't like urban legends and mythology. They don't scare me. I like these scary, true things. So anyone I ever talk about, this isn't me. And if you're the family of anybody I talk about, this isn't me making fun of your dead relative. This is me making fun of the topic, making jokes on the topic to make it more lighthearted and easier to withstand. Because I can see all this stuff raw, unedited, I don't care. But I know there's some people who do care and would prefer the filter of me telling you the story with my added quips and quotes to lighten the mood so that you can understand and feel and, like, listen to death stories, but without the traumatization of actually saying it. So that's what I plan to do with this podcast. This is very unedited. I'm rambling. This is officially the outro. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yeah, if you want dark, deep, and disturbing, I do have a TikTok. I don't remember the handle. I think it's at justin.peters.90. If you like this, rate, review, subscribe. like I hear all the podcasters say. I might also drop hints to other podcasts if you like this. If you do like this, I suggest My Favorite Murder,
And Where Is the Line? Those are really good podcasts for the deep, dark, and disturbing. Where Is the Line is amazing for all its gory details. If you're into that, it's not for the faint of heart, but My Favorite Murder is basically two girls just talking, and it is amazing, especially even though they're talking about true crime, you find yourself laughing with them. So yeah, I might also have friends on the podcast, because me just talking in my room to my phone's kind of depressing. So, if you want, hit that subscribe, and it's free. Subscribe, rate, and review. It's free, and you can always undo it. Subscriptions and rating. Subscriptions, you can undo. I don't know about ratings and reviews, depending on where you're hearing this. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. And it's time for me to finally hit the X and stop rambling. Goodbye.